This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Leaders of the Group of Seven countries and their spouses arrived at the Eden Project in Cornwall Friday evening for a reception hosted by Britain's royal family. Earlier in the day, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that the G7 wealthy democracies must learn lessons from the coronavirus pandemic and not repeat errors made over the past 18 months or the mistakes made in the recovery from the 2008 global financial crisis.
I think there is the potential to generate many, many millions of high-wage, high-skill jobs. And I think that is what the people of our countries now want us to focus on.
Leaders of the G7, which includes Britain, the U.S., Germany, France, Italy, Canada, and Japan, are expected to commit to sharing at least 1 billion vaccine shots with struggling countries. The pledge includes a commitment from U.S. President Joe Biden to share 500 million doses and one from Johnson for another 100 million shots. The Justice Department's internal watchdog is now looking into what top Democrats have called a shocking abuse of power by the Trump administration, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The department's inspector general is investigating after revelations that the Trump-era Justice Department secretly seized phone records from at least two House Democrats in a leaks probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and panel member Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month the department subpoenaed their metadata and received it 3 years ago as the committee investigated Trump's Russia ties. Subpoenaing lawmakers' private information is extraordinarily rare. The Senate's top two Democrats are demanding former Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg, fresh from a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden this week, told reporters Friday he expects next week's summit of NATO leaders in Brussels to be a pivotal moment for the alliance and its collective security. He laid out a busy agenda for the meeting, topped by dealings with Russia and China, which he said were pushing back against the rules-based international order. He said recent high-profile cyber attacks, which have been traced to Russia, have left relations between the alliance and the country at their lowest point since the Cold War. Stoltenberg said outer space would also be a priority of the summit, underscoring that that domain is as essential as any other the alliance defends. The UN human rights chief said Friday that violence was escalating across Myanmar and warned that the country had plunged into a human rights catastrophe since the February 1st coup. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet called for a halt to the already spiraling violence to avert even greater loss of life. And Ravina Shamdasani is back.
The High Commissioner is deeply troubled by reports of detainees being tortured and of collective punishment of family members of activists.
The UN Rights Office pointed Friday to credible reports showing that at least 860 civilians had been killed in a brutal crackdown by security forces on near-daily protests against the coup. Fighting has also flared in several communities, especially in townships that have seen a high death toll at the hands of police, and some locals have formed defense forces. If all goes according to plan, Israel will swear in a new government on Sunday, ending Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's record 12-year rule and a political crisis that inflicted four elections on the country in less than 2 years. Emily Wither of Reuters has more.
The two men hoping to oust the country's longest ruling leader are unlikely bedfellows. Coalition leader Yair Lapid and nationalist politician Naftali Bennett. As things stand, the coalition of right-wing, left-wing, centrist and Arab parties commands a majority of the 120-member Knesset. It would be sworn in the same day once it is approved, with Bennett becoming prime minister. Under a rotation deal, Bennett, a former defense minister and a high-tech millionaire, will serve until 2023 as prime minister. Then Lapid, once a popular TV host, will take over.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote,